What's up, everybody? It's the 75th episode of Disney Movie News. Tonight we're talking about Coco, Mary Poppins Returns, and Cars 3. Ka-chow.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
Ka-chow.
Ka-chow.
Ka-chow. Dude. What's up, guys?
Sounds like a dog breed.
Indeed.
A ka-chow.
Ka-chow.
This is the 75th episode of Disney Movie News.
75.
Pop the bubbly. Let the balloons drop.
No, I was drinking a Settle Ranch earlier today. No more bubbly for me. No more bottomless mimosas.
You guys can't see it, but our dog Pasta's in the studio.
We will be yelling at her.
Sarah might disappear to go, like...
We'll see. She's just, like...
She's going to be, like...
All over the place.
Well, Lin-Manuel Miranda has been... Pasta.
Bless you.
Lin-Manuel Miranda. Pasta.
Anyway, we have a lot of really great news because we saved some stuff from last week to talk about this week.
Yeah, it's trailer heavy too.
Yeah, and then even more stuff happened this week. Yep. Pasta's sneezing. Pasta. You can hear it.
What'd you sniff, Pasta?
That's right.
Anyway, it's the first time we've all been together in a while.
It has been a minute.
Well, it's the 75th episode.
We had to be.
We had to be together. Look at Sarah's new hair.
I love it.
Look at you. Look at you. I'm so additional.
Oh my god.
Pasta.
Aggressive.
Where can we follow you guys on social media, by the way?
That's right. First of all, follow Popcorn Talk.
Yeah, well, that's important.
The Popcorn Talk on Twitter and Popcorn Talk Network on YouTube. And I'm Sarah Sterling _ on Twitter. And Sarah G. Sterling on Instagram.
I think you need a new username.
No!
That's my whole thing now. I'm Mr. Leo Zombie, but that's unimportant. What is important is who gave us that thumb down before the show even started.
I know, right?
We calling the haters out!
We're going to sniff you out. That's why we brought Pasta. She's a bloodhound. But no, you can follow me on Instagram at Mr. Leo Zombie. You can follow me on Twitter at Leo Zombie. Keep it casual. If you're into video games, make sure you check out my Instagram because I'm at E3 all week and I've been posting nonstop. So.
That's exciting. Hi, guys. I'm Keaton Markey, and you guys can find me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey. And my little sister's in the studio, and her boyfriend is as well. Say hi, because her first word was Pocahontas.
Sister. And oh my God, what?
Your first it was. That was her first word.
Your first
was
word
Pocahontas.
Was
Pocahontas. She should be
that.
A genius.
Whose first word is that?
I can't even,
so many syllables.
I can't even say that as an adult. What?
And Michael, you're from Kildare? Did I say that right? Yeah. So he has a really great accent.
Kildare? I was wondering what that accent was. Where?
Ireland.
Oh! I heard you speak and I'm like, alright, you're more exotic than I'll ever hope to be. So that's really great.
So maybe we'll throw some, like, you know, get some opinions from them.
Oh,
Michael,
yeah,
you have to bring down your mic if you want to share any. Did you grow up with Disney?
Are you a Disney fan?
No.
No.
You can't say that on here.
Yes.
You can.
Yes, great fun.
Good.
Long time listener.
We brought you in specifically for your outsider opinion. We want you to oppose us. So.
You were the thumb down, weren't you, Michael? You were the thumb down. But they are visiting for the next week, and I'm bringing them both to Disneyland for the first time on Tuesday.
Mm.
So you guys make sure to let me know what you think we cannot miss for our first trip to Disneyland.
Yeah.
So
hit her up on that Twitter.
Yeah, hit me up on Twitter. Twitter.
And hi, guys. I'm Renee Ariel, and
Welcome
I've been
back.
Gone for... It just feels like
Where
forever because I missed 2 weeks, and then I was
forgot
gone
last we were
week.
Here.
You were here for those 2 weeks, which is none of us were.
Yeah,
so
I was here, guys. It was just going to be me, so I was like, I'm going to wait. Yeah. I'm going to wait.
I will say in those emails when I would say, guys, Sarah's out of the town, and I'm thing, and you were always within 3 minutes like, that's okay. We always have next week, and then I'd cancel, and you'd be like, that's fine. You're so optimistic anyway. I appreciate
that. You don't even get less optimistic. I'm like, okay, whatever, Leo.
And then this week I was like, hey, Renee, are we going to go to this car screening? And Renee was like, and I'm like,
but we did go. So
they did go.
They were good.
We're going to give
it was us in this car.
Yeah. A non-spoiler, non-descriptive assessment of the movie later on.
I heard
in the
very
show.
Feminist. Very.
Very. But we'll talk about that later.
Oh, whoa, Leo, roll an eye roll.
But please follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel. Don't forget.
Hey guys, guess what? We have a show. Let's do it.
Yeah, before the Cars stuff, we have a new Coco trailer that dropped last week.
Coco?
It's the first trailer because it was a teaser before. So
it's hard for me not to think of the bird from Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends, Coco.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Okay,
I'm up to date.
All right, let's watch this.
I don't know what you're talking about, Leo.
Excuse me.
Here we go.
One. Once every year.
This is so fun for them. Oh, they can hear it. Yeah. Good. I was like, they can hear it.
Please have a safe journey.
Okay. To see family and friends.
Love it.
But no living person
has
ever visited their world.
Until now.
I didn't anticipate that.
Magic that guitar.
A polished guitar.
All right, who's in there?
I'm sorry.
Oh man.
It's like the sixth sentence, only they spoil it at the beginning.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
You gotta stay with me, boy. We don't know.
Is the dog dead?
No. Oh. The dog, they both are alive.
I can't handle another Marley and me. This looks so cool!
What is going on?
Remind me how I know you?
They're your family.
Aww.
I'm sorry, guys, I didn't recognize you as skulls.
Welcome!
That's fair.
Anything to declare?
As a matter of fact, yes.
This human child.
Get it, his jaw dropped.
Oh!
All right, guys, jokes. They're hot tonight. They're
what
coming
you,
in.
What do you guys
my
think?
Hat.
I cannot wait. That looks awesome. Mm. That looks better than that one movie that...
No, it's
no,
not.
No, Book of Life
Don't
is so
Don't you dare.
Good.
You stop that sentence.
Book of Life is not that good, guys.
Oh God,
it's
no,
great,
it's really
but it's not
good.
That good.
Excuse I'm not saying that this it. Won't be, like, as good as that. Like, I'm, you know, reservate
a whole...
Yeah, obviously.
Hopefully
I would love
optimistic.
For it to be as good as Book of Life because Book of Life was one of the best movies I saw that year that it came out.
That is a correct statement. That is accurate. I feel the same.
That.
I echo that. Yeah, you're done. You can be done.
I can go home now.
Yeah, of course. Of course, we don't. Especially with Pixar's latest trend of films, I think that this one has a lot of eyeballs looking at it because it's not only got the pressure of that sort of last few movies behind it, but
well,
it's also
honestly,
following
I don't think
Book
people,
of Life.
I don't think Pixar has a lot to prove at the moment just because Inside Out was such a big success. I don't like, because if that hadn't been,
true,
like,
but
that
then,
was.
The dinosaur.
Right.
But yeah, the Good Dinosaur.
Like, we did it! Wait
that, was, that was a two movie year, though, which they never had done.
Yeah, maybe they shouldn't have.
That
done.
Was like that, the Pocahontas and Lion King situation.
In and Out.
But they
Inside
were both
Out.
Movies.
Yeah.
And Good Dinosaur.
Well, but I get it. I get what you're saying.
Came out the same year?
Yeah.
One came out in March and one came out in June
like,
or something.
Just
no.
Few,
November.
It was June and then November, yeah.
It was a few months.
Okay. I don't think I've seen Good Dinosaur, or I just don't remember it.
Check it out when you have.
I believe both.
It's on Netflix, I think.
Yeah, watch it.
I have watched it. Yeah, it's on Netflix.
The Good Dinosaur is essentially an hour and a half long short.
Hmm. Seems like a little
that's
bit
a good
of a
way
long.
To describe
that's,
it.
That's
I
want
to watch it again. I want to watch both those movies again. I've seen both those movies only once.
I will watch them with you.
Okay.
I will watch them with
this
you.
This trailer didn't really give me a lot more than the teaser did. So,
yeah,
like, I'm kind of like, okay, we get
what,
it.
What it did
he goes
give
to
me,
the land of the dead.
Yeah, he goes to the land of the dead. What it did give me is a little bit more of an idea of the interaction, like the dynamic between, what's the kid's name? I can't even remember
Miguel.
Now. Miguel and his skeleton family. Yeah. Like, you know, the way they talk to him, the fact that they're shocked that he's still human, the fact that he can see them.
But
you know, the way everyone sort of reacts to them, that's kind of interesting.
What I like about this, though, is, like, I still really don't know what the main conflict is. Like, besides, like,
same.
Yeah, and I like that.
That's
I know,
good.
But I like that I don't really know what it's about still.
Yeah.
And I don't want to know Pixar. Don't let me know what it's about.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember, I think that they were pretty vague about both Inside Out and Good Dinosaur in the promos.
And that's what we all thought Good Dinosaur
were.
Was going to be good.
I feel like Inside Out led us to believe one thing, and then the movie ended up being about something completely, which I
and
kind
so
of
much
into.
Better.
You see, you liked it.
I loved it.
That's
I thought it was genius.
I liked it. I feel like I'm the middle ground. Like, I feel like you really liked it. You didn't like it, and I thought it was.
You didn't.
Like
I'm in
it?
The middle ground too.
You are too. That's why
but
we're sitting this way.
Yeah,
but I thought it was fine. I just thought it was such a crazy concept that I expected it to be not as predictable of a plot.
Yeah.
And
fair.
I think that people get a little bit too hyped on its importance as a teaching tool, which I think is not
that's
to be
fine.
Understated, but it doesn't make it like an entertaining movie.
Fair. I thought it was very funny as well. I did. Yeah. I do understand that the plot could be a little predictable, but I think that I haven't seen something like this be done, which is why I appreciated it as much as I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I thought it was
not
really
the
unique.
Way, especially the way it was done. Like, it was a really
inventive.
Yeah.
I just felt like it was so different than.
Yeah.
the way they personified these feelings, yep. it was yeah. such a cool thing mm-hmm. for as even as an adult to understand. It. Like, mm-hmm. oh, okay, like this is a fun thing.
Yeah.
Kendall, did you like Inside Out?
I loved it.
Same page.
so innocent.
I'm looking up the secret menu to In-N-Out, so I know what to get.
Oh, I'm bringing them to In-N-Out after this.
Oh my god!
So.
Get pumped. Honestly, animal style.
Do that. Because I totally am in your shoes right now. I'm like, oh yeah.
All right, we got
yeah,
the
so we're going out. We're going out get it after too, Ben.
Huh?
Are we? We last week also got new, like officially released photos of Mary Poppins Returns.
Oh yeah. my god, I freaked.
These were in Entertainment Weekly. This
I'm
was the cover.
So
look
conflicted.
At how cute
you're
she
so
is.
Conflicted.
Conflicted. Yeah. Look what? At that.
She's what? Adorable.
She's
that's
fine.
Perfect. Look at that. Look at that little peak, that coat. I love it.
Does she
look at
amazing?
The hat.
Yes.
The hat though.
The hat though.
The hair. Mean,
that's what I need to cosplay.
The
at
gloves.
Comic-Con.
Yeah, but
come
that's the thing.
On.
Is it even a thing? Like,
what
okay,
are you
look,
saying?
Does,
what?
It, does it read Mary Poppins to me?
Yes.
Yes.
You're
it
telling
should.
Me what it reads to me?
Okay.
It reads Mary Poppish.
You know, like, Mary Poppish.
Mary Pop. Kendall, does that look like Mary Poppins? You watched that movie on repeat as a child.
Okay.
It is you adorable.
Are... I'm just glad
I'm
that it's like a British lady.
Stuff.
Yeah, me too.
The animated stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad that it's a British lady. But let's look at some of the other pictures.
Oh, of course.
Because
it's a
I have
lady.
A lot. Well, because they were thinking about casting like Anne Hathaway, yeah. and I like would have.
I would have been pissed.
Can I just point out that Lin-Manuel Miranda is Disney bounding as Bernard from The Rescuers Down Under?
Yeah, he
can,
is.
I just, can I just say that?
there's one picture in here. Not this one, but that one's cool too.
Oh, that one's yeah. so cool.
That one's really cool.
Why do they got torches? It's daytime. It's
going to be like a musical number.
It's like, I think it's
because
like
he's a lamplighter.
It's like almost
because he's a lamplighter.
All right, all right.
Oh, it's
it must be dusk.
Oh, that's right. He's not a chimney sweeper.
Yeah, they're lighting the lamps. Yeah. And this is concept art, and I love it just because it looks exactly like the original. Which
yeah.
is really cool.
No.
So instead of chimney, it's going to be lamp.
I really like this because, so that's is it Jane and Michael Banks? I'm like Banks.
Yeah,
I know it's Mike.
Jane
Banks.
And Michael.
Okay, that's them as adults.
But are they married or they're
no. their brother and sister?
I know, but this is confusing.
What she's asking: are they taken?
Is he single? I mean, look at that stash.
They have kids. But what I really like about this picture is the colors are so
they're very
bright,
Mary Poppins,
which feels like what's so crazy about the original Mary Poppins is like.
Technicolor?
It's obviously, yeah, it's like everything was so saturated because, mm-hmm. like, of how things were filmed. And I feel like they're, like, trying to, like, replicate
yeah.
or emulate. Yeah. And I really like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I just don't know
I
about
like
this Agent
too.
Carter thing, this crossover they're doing.
Oh,
yeah, she does look a little Agent Carter.
No, never going to be enough
I think,
to see that.
Honestly, I think that's why I don't see Mary Poppins is because I...
You see
colors,
Agent
yeah,
Carter.
Honestly, that's the only reason because I do think Emily Blunt is a good choice for Mary
Agent
Poppins.
Agent Carter or Emily Blunt?
Emily Blunt.
Oh,
I love her.
Yeah, she's great. I love her.
Julie.
So this is the next piece, which is that
yeah.
Julie Andrews is not going to appear in this
film.
Movie. A lot of people have been like wondering because Dick Van Dyke is cameoing and stuff like that. It's because... She wanted everyone to say
puppets.
That she supports this idea. She doesn't want people... thinking that she's like not in it because she doesn't like it. Where's the quote? She said, "This is Emily's show, and I really want it to be Emily's show. I don't want it to be 'Here Comes That Mary Poppins.' I don't want that."
Yeah,
she doesn't
smart.
Want to take it away from her.
Yeah,
yeah.
Of course it's going to be Emily's show, but Emily
is.
Isn't Emily is like not even like she's like. It's like Doctor Who almost, isn't it? Like
well,
a new version of Mary Poppins.
I think that's the problem. If Julie Andrews is in it, the headcanon is just going to spin out of control, and she doesn't even want that to be present. You know what I mean? Like, oh, is that the old
well,
doctor
you,
handing off to the new doctor?
Julie,
you know what I mean?
Can you at least like sing a song like Celine did for us in Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah, that would be great. And she's got a great song. Emily Blunt can sing.
No, Emily Blunt can, but Julie Andrews, unfortunately.
Julie Andrews, now she's done. She's
her
cooked.
Voice.
She's done, dude. Take her out of the oven. But here's the thing. The problem with Emily Blunt is that I see her. She's an excellent actress with astounding range. And I'm glad that she can sing. I'm glad that she's British. She's lovely. But she's, to me, she's got this, like, edge to her. Like, this hardness to her.
You can't get over her role in Devil Wears Prada.
And in Edge of Tomorrow.
Has played some bad
like Julie
butt
Andrews,
characters.
And Julie Andrews is the epitome of sweet. You know what I mean? And Emily Blunt's right. like, yeah, but I'm 2017 Mary Poppins. I'm like, yeah,
I get
like,
it.
I'll pull out a semi-automatic.
And by the way, I just want to reiterate this. Like, yes, I'm being a little bit pessimistic. I'm being a little prematurely critical. But
that's why they paired her with Lynn.
Yeah, but that's a really good point.
He's
actually
the biggest teddy bear in the world. Yeah, he's like, barrel.
But that's not to say that I'm not excited, that I don't think the casting is good, and that I do want to see
Mary
the movie.
Poppins was certainly sweet, but she, like, Julie Andrews played her very straight to Dick Van Dyke's Bert. It's like the same, I think.
I get it. No, I. Look, I get it. It's just hard for me. I need to see her in right. character.
I can't wait for her trailer. That.
Mary Poppins is
trailer's
such a trope.
Going to be a big you know deal I mean? To us, seeing that first teaser.
Oh, it's going to be huge. It's going to determine everything.
That's how I felt with Emma Watson playing Belle, where I could not see her as the Belle because it was just like this iconic character for me that I just kept thinking Hermione and any other role Emma Watson played. But with Emily Blunt, she's someone I could easily get lost in her playing this character. Yeah. It's not a distraction for me.
And here's the thing. I kind of think the edge will work. I think that you can't have that same old Mary Poppins. It doesn't quite translate to now. It wouldn't quite be as believable unless it's... Well, it is a period piece, isn't it? Is it period? I mean,
yeah,
lamplighters.
Yeah,
it must
it's a
be.
Period piece.
We'll see. I remain optimistic.
I think you're
going
to like it.
But I'm going in there critical. Like, I want... This is Mary Poppins, for God's sakes. You know what I mean? And also, we just got what's his name? Merle from Guardians of the Galaxy. Was named Yondu. Mm. You know, like,
Merle.
Mary Poppins... Yeah, he played Merle in The Walking Dead.
I'm like, who the heck is Merle?
Yeah.
I actually know who you're talking about because... The Walking
Dead.
Yeah,
what the heck's his freaking name? I'm totally
blanking
on it.
They hated Guardians, too. They said
they
walked
out.
You walked out?
I walked out. It was like the third movie we've ever walked out.
Really?
Oh, my
the
God.
Third?
We were sitting there on our phone. Well, third for me, but we were sitting there on our phones, like, looking up how much longer the movie has. We walked out.
Okay.
I'm so ashamed.
What other movies have you walked out of?
I like the first one much better.
It's a really bad Adam Sandler movie I walked out of.
They're all really bad.
Yeah, I would have walked out of all of the Adam Sandler movies.
I think I have better things to do with my life than sit here.
Oh, whoa!
Dang, look.
Don't tell Adam.
I mean, I like the first one better, but relax.
I have better things to do with my life, Leo.
I'm Mary Poppins, y'all.
Olaf!
That's not yet.
Oh.
Not
unless
yet.
We want to just skip over the Marvel stuff,
no.
I'm fine with that.
How dare you?
You're not even excited about this.
No, I am excited about
the Black Panther trailer.
Well, we have a Black Panther teaser.
Looks
awesome.
Love the colors.
It's straight up a trailer. It's not a teaser.
It's a trailer.
It's super long. Let's watch it. Here it is. Black
Cue
Panther.
Up.
Africa Batman.
Oh.
That's what it is.
Look,
oh my God,
Bilbo.
Look,
Bilbo and Smeagol talking.
Together again.
Oh, that was loud.
It's Bilbo and Smeagol.
It's a third world country.
There's a panther.
Glavis, Ulfrunt.
Ulfrunt.
Explorers have searched for it. Called it El Dorado.
Oh, he has a nice back.
He's got a lot of things. Nice face, nice front, nice back,
all of it.
I like that they're going with this tech too, by the way. That's kind of a big thing.
You've seen it.
I love the
design. I love the music.
They really, yeah, the music is dope.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yes.
Oh,
very good. This suit's made of adamantium vibranium.
Oh, thanks.
But not adamantium in the movie, just vibranium.
Oh, he's so sexy.
That's so fascinating.
Is changing.
I love the design of this movie. It's so cool.
The conquer.
The pack. That's good.
And the conquerors. Step into the spotlight. You.
Yes, Michael B. Jordan.
With a good heart. And it's hard for a good man to be a
Lupita!
I don't like that. I think that's what threw me off.
Is that where they lost you?
I
don't like the shot?
That's so CGI. Like, it's so thick.
Yeah, Leo had a problem with, like, how the CGI looked, but... I reminded him that a lot of the time it's not done when they release this kind of teaser.
I know that, but I don't think that shot was strong enough to end the trailer on. Here's the thing, that I don't like the pacing of the trailer.
The pacing is weird. It's like a pretty slow trailer.
Two things, though. One thing, watching it again, I like it.
You like it better.
I didn't have that shock factor, and I was like, okay, you know, that's pretty dope. So number two is seeing it from this far away and kind of like smaller because we're watching it up on a screen. The CGI wasn't so blaring to me, and it looked much cleaner. Yeah, but still, that last scene was too Too clay. Yeah.
I love this. Sarah,
I'm stoked.
I'm
super excited.
I think this is awesome. I don't know much about this character, so I'm really excited to learn more about this character. Yeah. And
that's,
I think that
how,
the production design for this film is phenomenal. And if there is not an after... Like, if there's not a blooper reel where I see Bilbo and Smeagol going into character during that scene, I am disappointed in both of those actors.
I'm a burglar. But here's one of my major concerns is, like, you know the scene where the ship is... First of all, that ship showing that Wakanda has that future
She's
technology.
She's trying to catch her hand to lick it.
Yeah.
She just wants to lick it. Sorry, I'm watching Pasta, like, bite her sister's hand off.
Cares nothing for Marvel.
She tries to catch her hand to lick it?
Yeah, like, if she lets her have it, she'll just start licking it. But if you dangle it, she'll bite you more.
So the fact that they're showing that Wakanda has that technology when, like, we barely have seen that technology present, like, other than, like, the Hovercraft and stuff like that. Stop! We're doing a show!
Sorry, just watching her bite her hand off.
I don't care about Marvel.
Let me finish my thought. So the place where they're landing it in that little platform with all the people, like, you know, like cheering
in El Dorado,
exactly. That's my worry. Like, I don't want that. I don't want that location to seem so, like, weird.
Otherworldly, yeah. Like alien.
Yeah, because it's supposed
to be a place in Africa. Yeah,
right. And I want it to represent
that. Just making POC mystical as always.
That's what I was trying to get to.
But. Yeah. Like, we had this discussion where we were like, if that's what the source material is,
yeah,
they gotta respect it.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, it went from 0 to 60.
Well,
anyway,
you know.
Look, I'm stoked. I'm also stoked that this is sort of like the big representation flick following Wonder Woman. It's like women, minorities. You know, it's like, we're superheroes too. Dang it!
Well, yeah. We have a lot of stuff coming out.
I know, but like, it's riding that hype.
Right.
You know what I mean?
If Marvel doesn't get... Well, I guess Captain Marvel will be their big female-driven...
It will be Marvel's
female.
It is
pretty dumb that DC beat them to that.
It's not dumb. Wonder Woman should be the trailblazer.
But
sure,
Marvel had the opportunity. Marvel's been making movies for so long that
they could have had a Black Widow solo film.
They could have had Captain Marvel earlier.
Yeah, exactly.
Excuse me, Captain Marvel earlier.
It's just like DC... was late to the game and did it first.
Here's the thing. I'm grateful that everyone was late to the game because would we have gotten the Wonder Woman that we got?
I just saw it today.
Was it really good?
I know, it's movie news, but like, it was so good.
It was so good.
You saw it?
Yeah, did you cry?
It's dope, right?
I was like, really, I like don't like crying in front of people usually.
Yeah.
I love crying in front of people.
I like really hate it. So I like was really reeling it in. But I like
what parts did you cry
to.
At?
Did
like
you,
all
you
of it, honestly.
I haven't
yeah.
seen it yet.
Like, I was
you
just very emotional.
You
I
need
just,
to cosplay it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what?
Because you're like,
Elsa, how
no. it,
what's
yours
for?
Yeah.
Cars 3.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman was just. Like, the first 15 minutes I cried just because, like, there's all women on screen.
Dude,
it was
that first
crazy.
15 minutes was
glorious. Was just amazing. And then that scene where she comes out of... You've seen it now, right?
Yeah,
you won't yell at me.
Renee hasn't seen it.
Hey, no spoilers.
Stop, this is not a spoiler! That's not Disney.
I know what you're talking about, and yes.
Yes, I lost it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Let's move on
to Disney. Everyone's favorite Disney movie.
Frozen.
Guys, not mine.
Here's what happened. If you didn't hear.
What?
Coco, as you might know, Renee.
Probably not,
every,
for being honest.
Yes. Sorry. Every Pixar movie has a Pixar short in front of
okay,
it.
Okay, I know that, Sarah.
But with Coco, they're debuting a 22-minute Frozen short.
No.
What?
22
We're
minutes?
We're getting a full episode? Yeah. So I have to go to the movies for two and a half hours, then trailer, so 3 hours?
Yeah.
I know! 20-minute short?
Are you...
It's gonna have like...
More like a medium.
Like something like 3 to 5 songs in there.
Coco, don't
no!
do that.
Are
Coco.
You
no, Coco!
Cocosito,
I don't
no.
like that.
Here's
and
what's
a
unclear
trailer for
to
it?
Me. The phrasing is very... interesting. I didn't write it down actually, but I'm pretty sure the phrasing is like, for a limited time this short will debut in front of Coco, and I'm like, so eventually will they stop playing? And I'm very confused.
Good, I'll wait.
And also, are they gonna do a Pixar short also? Or is this instead
no
of it?
There's no way they would do that. That is the quote-unquote short.
Right. So if this is all we're getting in terms of a short, this is the first time
what if?
That a Pixar movie will be
What if all 22 minutes are about Olaf?
It is.
It is all about.
It's called Olaf's like Frozen Adventure.
No, it's Olaf's like, Christmas story.
It's like a video
but
game.
Like, no one else.
No,
like,
I mean we already
Olaf
saw.
Meaning like girl, snow person.
Have you not seen this? Watch the tape.
Let's watch it. Let's watch it.
Oh, no.
There's some new cosplay.
I haven't seen
in
this.
It.
That's why I'm speculating out of my butt.
The castle looks frozen.
Here we go. It's Elsa's eyes. Here we go. Here it is.
No, no.
Have any traditions, Elsa?
I'm sorry, Anna. It's my fault we don't have a family tradition.
Look at these outfits.
Cosplay.
We're going by the best tradition Anna and Elsa have ever seen. Are you with me? Ow! We're going door to door looking for family traditions.
We make candy canes together.
Sugar rush.
He did drugs.
Juice.
Cut down a tree.
For one
and
second.
And dress its corpse with candles.
That's my favorite line.
Love it.
You cut
breaking
and entering.
Tree. Okay, on Christmas.
Wait. Hold on, one sec.
Look, another reindeer.
Hi. Wow, we're making really good time.
Renee hates it.
I don't like this.
Renee hates it.
Nothing like taking your clothes off once in a while, you know what I mean?
Do we get to finally see his full gay family?
Whoa, gross.
That went right through me.
What?
It's the first time he's ever tried eating.
That's the first time he's pooped. Okay, let me ask you guys a question. Hold on. Everybody,
give it to me.
Everybody stop. Take a deep breath.
Okay.
You're telling me Olaf is the reason we have Christmas.
No.
He got all the traditions and he put them together and he made Christmas.
No, that's not what happened.
That's not what happened.
They have no traditions, so
he got the candy cane for one family, got the tree from another family, got the gifts from another family.
No, he just was exploring everyone's different traditions.
And took a piece of all of it, put it together, boom, Christmas.
Maybe
no,
everyone.
But they were already celebrating Christmas.
No, boom, Jesus Christ.
Okay. Olaf is okay. Jesus.
He stole a baby, put it in a manger.
Did it not feel like a Disney, what is it, Disney Junior? Disney?
Yeah, it did feel a bit
like
young.
Special as opposed to a Pixar short. Like, that just didn't feel like
it is. It is in a short, yeah. It's a short movie.
Series.
20 minutes short.
Yeah, but Pixar didn't make it.
Disney
First
did.
Of all,
Disney said, "Listen,
Disney,
Pixar.
Disney,
or
Disney.
Disney was like, listen, we need to put some Frozen.
Listen,
there.
I love the intention. I don't love that.
Right.
I don't
Here's
see
the thing.
It.
I liked Frozen Fever, the short,
because it was short.
Better than
it was
Frozen.
One song.
I just want to say the chat agrees with me. Olaf created Christmas. I'm just saying.
Oh my god!
Thank you guys for supporting my cause. Olaf for president 2017. Created Christmas.
No, The Rock is going to be president.
He's going to be Secretary of State.
No, that's Tom Hanks.
No, Olaf is going to be Secretary of State.
Okay.
I'm hopeful, honestly, Secretary because Christmas. I liked Frozen Fever so much.
This is the thing. They got everybody back, and I feel like they're, like, Did that's I, one yeah. thing. They're so particular with Frozen, then I don't think they're going to mess Frozen up.
It's well, crazy. They I wonder really if Idina Menzel knew what she was signing up for.
No, of course not.
She was like, write that check, give it to me.
Anyway.
Defy gravity. So funny story that reminded me of. I texted my sister before she came to visit, and I was like, Kendall, let's Disney bound Elsa and Anna when we go to Disneyland.
Kendall texts me back.
She goes, what's Disney bounding?
Kendall.
I'm not dressing up.
Kendall.
I'm not dressing up in costume when I go to Disney. And
no,
I was just like,
No. Listen, hold
no.
on. Let me ask you something, though. I know that you guys have your respective
she's
ages.
She's licking my toes.
Yeah, she's licking everyone's toes.
Let's ignore age. Let's ignore everything. Are you Anna or are you Elsa, personality-wise?
Well, it's hard when you have a sister who plays Elsa, but I don't want to be Anna.
I truly
but I think
feel
you're
like
Elsa,
it's
I think
Elsa
and Anna.
Yeah.
Anna, that's
yeah.
why.
Yeah. Exactly what it is.
Yeah, that's why I'm
it's
saying
exactly,
it.
Exactly, yeah.
You're Elsa.
Okay.
She's
you're
like nice.
You're very powerful
like, yeah.
and a woman, and we respect you.
Then what am I? Just
you're a silly goofball who's lovable and adorable.
You like chocolate.
am I wrong?
I like dark chocolate.
There
yes.
you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what's the deal with the Olaf's adventure.
You excited about it?
I really liked Frozen Fever, so like I feel like it could be good.
I don't think it's anything like Frozen. It'll be in it.
Here's the thing: when Frozen came out, they like made it. They didn't know what Frozen would become. So I feel like with every other Frozen thing, they are very
careful
and deliberate about what it is.
I think that it will be funny.
Despite, like...
I think it'll be enjoyable.
I really do like Olaf. Like, I remember being nervous that I would hate Olaf. And then we were like, we loved it.
And he was like, he was the best part of that whole movie.
Yeah, we loved it.
He's,
so, like...
Yeah, Olaf is
It's not the same as giving me a Mater short, because I hate
Mater. Yeah, no, here's the thing. I like to pretend I don't like Olaf, but secretly he's my favorite character.
Right, he's
Josh Gad.
Mater,
can
I will
do
openly
wrong.
Say, I'm glad that he's taken a back seat. And right. That's literal because he's
all
a car.
All us Jews are super pumped about that one frame with the two blonde Jewish family.
Are you Jewish?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I do. We're Jubin.
Yeah, we're Jubin.
That's amazing. I've never met Jubins before. That's awesome.
Are you excited about it?
You
love you some Frozen.
I agree with. I think Renee described it in the best way. It just seems like it's really dumbed down.
It is,
and I don't like that.
But that could make it really fun.
I was laughing out loud.
I get the concern.
20 minutes too. 20 minutes
no,
of
not
20 that.
20 minutes too. 22 minutes. Yeah.
Renee's three songs with the I don't know.
Judging from what I heard, I wasn't a fan.
I didn't love that one song.
No,
yeah, but
no.
It was Idina.
What do you guys think? Of
Idina
the chat?
Grows on me.
As we move through the rest of the news, I want you guys to chime in. Let us know what you think of Frozen.
I'm bummed we won't get a Pixar short
Olaf's
as well.
Avenger,
Elizabeth
Olaf's
Cook.
Christmas Story. What is it called?
Pasta.
So
you
it's completely
so cute.
Checked out. Thank
Sorry,
you, dude.
I'm fighting the chat.
Sarah's chatting instead of doing the show. Okay, let's move on. Sarah?
Cars 3. Sorry, we're getting some criticism in the chat for being too negative, and I'm like, I'm literally sitting here saying I'm excited for this short.
I don't know where you're coming from.
Optimistic. You guys, most of you are very optimistic.
We're trying to portray every point of view. Like we said, we're critical, but we're hopeful.
Yes.
And there is a very distinct difference. And here's the thing. You're also talking to a panel of adults talking about a child's movie. Like, clearly, Frozen is popular because kids love it. Like, I don't know. Last time I heard an adult say, God, I really wish they'd make a sequel to Frozen already. Like, that's just that's
They're
not
like,
a thing.
Please make it stop.
So obviously, the fact that they're able to accommodate an adult perspective and point of view and still make it entertaining to us speaks volumes for what Disney is doing, and I applaud them for that, and I think they are genuinely entertaining movies. They are not my favorite Disney movies within the breadth of content that they've put out over their entire lifetime. I mean, when you compare it to all of that, Frozen doesn't fall in my top 10, but it doesn't mean that I don't enjoy the experience while I'm there. So I want to let you guys know that we are appreciative of everything that Disney does.
But this is what happens when you start off our chat with a thumb down, though. When you start it
just
off negative,
that person. Guys, let it go.
It's fine.
Okay.
I'm just not going to apologize.
You sound like
Demi there. Giving my honest opinion about
things. I didn't apologize.
I think I'm clarifying.
I
am pretty positive and pretty negative.
I'm positive that you're not negative.
I'm about to be so positive about Cars 3.
Okay, before we start that, quick question. This goes out to the chat, so as we discuss this, I want to see you guys pop in some answers into the chat room. If we were in the Cars universe, what kind of cars would we be?
Oh, my God.
Right.
Oh, this is a fun... Okay, you guys will have to answer this question, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you guys are in on
it. So this is a... Cars. Don't worry, guys. This is a spoiler-free review.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously, because they haven't seen it.
Just our thoughts on it. So just go into it with an open mind, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I loved Cars 3. It's my favorite Cars movie, and I think it's the best Pixar sequel since Toy Story 3, which means I think it was better than Monsters University and Finding Dory.
Oh! I'm
sorry. Mouth gaped everywhere.
Finding Dory?
Yeah, I liked it better than Finding Dory.
Leo.
Yeah.
Leo liked it, and I think it's because he's a man.
No. That's BS because
I knew you were gonna say that
is BS because what's interesting to me is I didn't identify with the character. The way that I identified with the character, it had nothing to do with the fact that she was a woman.
Right.
It had to do with the fact that she was a minority.
Well, okay, cool. Let's not get too deep into this character's arc.
I'm just saying, dude, I'm putting that out there because you just made a pretty blanket statement.
I know, I was mostly joking. But first of all, what I want to say about Cruz Ramirez is that her character is a woman and a minority, but they never mention either.
No.
Ever.
No.
Which is cool.
As a matter of fact, it's more about the kind of car that she is.
That's right. Really interesting because Cruise was actually originally written to be male.
Really?
And then they just switched
it
to female.
It doesn't matter. She could be either.
And that's what's awesome. But that's what's so cool is that, look, it, write these roles gender neutral and then just kind of pick the best actor.
I'm not really serious about you not liking it as much as me because you're a dude, but like two people in my life who have seen it don't like aren't as crazy about it as me. And I think some of the most poignant moments in it will mean a little bit more to women.
But here's the thing. That brings me to my statement, so I'm glad that you set it up that way. Those poignant moments were deeply impactful, but I feel like they were lessened by the overall arcing storyline of the film. I feel like it had some very weak points that moved the narrative forward, and there's a part in the movie where, you know, it's essentially the pinnacle of the movie, right? It's the peak of the triangle where everything's great, then something pivotal happens and everything goes bad. That pivotal moment didn't feel as impactful as it could have.
Right. I feel you.
You feel me on that.
Yeah, we're getting a little people aren't gonna know like what we're talking about.
I'm just saying like there's a moment in the film that sort of takes a little bit away from those poignant moments, but I do think that those moments are strong and they do carry the film and I like the film.
Yeah.
And I think your statement is fair. I think I might tie it with Monsters U, because Monsters U is a really fun movie.
I've never seen Monsters U. I just find the message of Monsters U to be very weird.
Yeah, but I feel like the enjoyability of Monsters U is really high, and I feel like the message of Cars 3 is really great. But there's moments where it just kind
of
is like
the message of Cars 3 is like A plus.
It's like Zootopia level.
It's like Zootopia very strong. Commentary.
Very strong commentary.
Really?
Very overt commentary.
Overt and like relevant in a way that Zootopia isn't.
Also, like,
that's why it's dope.
Zootopia was super relevant.
No. I'm saying about something that Zootopia wasn't.
Right.
So, like, Zootopia addressed one thing. Yeah. You're like, oh, dang, that is addressing the state of our nation. And then this one's like, that is also addressing a different but equally important message.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm gonna go see it. What were we
you
thinking?
Dang
it. It was so good.
We talked each other out of it too. We're like,
Also, the secondary message is Owen Wilson is old.
Right. It's a very weird. I mean, this is not a spoiler. Weird. This is not a spoiler because it's like basically in all the trailers that like it is very heavy that like a big whole like the whole part point of the movie is like sometimes you're past your prime.
Time to move on.
It's like a good message in LA.
Honestly, I was thinking that the entire time I was watching the movie, I'm like, dang, I got some friends that need to watch this.
Someone's asking, is the commentary pandering? I don't think so, because like I said, like nothing about race is mentioned, nothing about gender is mentioned. Mm. It's just kind of like there, and you can use it.
That's when it's done the best.
You can interpret it in a lot of ways. I've started writing a review, and I was like, this is a commentary on this, and I was like, but it's also a commentary on this. Yeah, and I was like, and this. Like, there's a lot of levels.
You will take out of it what you want, which is what makes it such a, like, a really fun, good, it makes it a good, well-thought-out message, is what I'm saying.
It's so good.
My problems with it were not with the message. It wasn't even with the script. It was none of that. I thought the movie was great in all those terms. There was just some weak pushes.
I will also say that I think that something that a lot of people might have a problem with is the predictability of the plot.
I think maybe we knew what was
going to happen like one third of the way through.
That's exactly the time.
But
I
didn't care.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't care.
You were still excited to go on the journey.
I was excited to see what I knew was going to happen.
Okay.
I was like, yes, I want to see that happen.
Yeah, guys, Super Iron Halo just said what kind of cars we are, and I'm like,
okay, thank you so much.
What would I be? Sarah is definitely a yellow bug. Leo is like a low rider.
Sorry, bro.
Keaton, why do you apologize? Why did you give me a car and then apologize?
Is a Mustang. Is a Mercedes. Classic. Easily.
I feel like that's actually, why are you a yellow school bus?
No, a bug. Thanks.
You know why I was thinking there's a character in the movie?
Yeah, there's a school bus on the movie.
Yeah, you're a yellow bug. I don't know why I'm a low rider.
Actually, that's what Super Iron Halo says. What kind of cars do you guys think?
Actually, I think I know why you might say that. Because I walk into a room, I kick the door open, and I go, ha, 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 ha. And then he's like, oh, Leo's here.
Oh, God.
Pasta, look in your feet again.
Yeah, Pasta. Look at my toes!
Pasta, stop.
The reason why I was like trying to think of like reasons why I liked it more than Dory and Monsters U. And what I think Pixar does so well is gives you like a lot of information about characters in a very short amount of time, or even just in a moment. And I felt like this when I saw Finding Dory initially. I felt like every character except for Hank was a plot device, and we don't really get any of them, like Destiny and Bailey.
Yeah, but I feel like that's what the movie's about. It's about like everybody
right,
has
but
something to
but
offer.
But there's a lot of sure. Yeah, like there are such minor characters in Cars 3 that I cared a lot about. Like in the
I don't think we'll get into it, but there's kind of an opening montage
that sets up like a few characters that aren't even in the rest of the movie, and I like cared a lot.
You know what it is?
About
you know what
them.
It is? I think Cars 3 builds a better world than Dory. That's really what it is. I think. You know what I mean? Like, it feels like a more fleshed out, thought out
which is
universe.
Funny because there's so many, like, logistical problems with the Cars
world. I know, but that's what makes it a cool
franchise.
Yeah,
it's like you don't even care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that this movie is, it's a the artwork, or the, you know.
It looks crazy.
The artwork is beautiful. What I meant, though, is as a piece of art, it's more of like a sort of like, it's really good at taking an analogy and making it in a visual form, right? Or taking an idea and like adding physicality to it, and you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I just meant like there were some scenes where it was so photoreal.
Really?
Well, no, like, graphically, it's
beautiful.
Damn impressive. Oh, yeah, it's really pretty.
I was like, I can't.
Like when the cars are talking, the way that the plastic
it's
like,
different
looks,
now.
And
but
like,
there's like
oh my God.
Around that like this one dirt track where they like do a close up of the fence.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah,
I was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's a real fence.
There's like
though.
Rust.
That's a real fence.
There's a part where Lightning is like he's like digging his tires into the road, and the road is like has dirt on
is
it.
Is it the beach?
No, it's the dirt track.
Right.
Well, actually, everything. It is
the
beach.
Water
the beach.
Was crazy. At the
yeah.
Beach.
Also, like when they're racing, there's parts where they're like, you know, they zoom by the walls, and there's little pieces of rubber and concrete on the road that like vibrate and bounce, and it adds like this grittiness to the track and this texture to the track that you never really would have thought about, but seeing it in the film makes it feel so much more visceral and real, like impactful when they're racing. You're like, dude, this is real. Like this is there's physics involved. They could crash at any moment. They're racing at the speed. You know what I mean? Like it adds weight to every single scene, just those tiny little details. Yeah, yeah.
Good. Here's a question from the chat. Do you think this movie can stand alone?
Good question.
I think it helps to have seen Cars 1, but you don't really need to have seen any Cars movie.
Really?
You don't need to.
Because I think you get really quick, you know, like, okay, this is a famous race car.
Who was trained by another famous race car.
And like now there are new cars. Okay. Yeah. No. It's like very.
This could have been Cars 1 if it wanted to be.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
It makes it more emotional that it's not, but.
No. Is it setting
because
it up?
Lightning has a legacy, right?
Yeah.
And we understand the legacy because we, like, grew with his legacy.
Yeah.
But, like, that's what makes it feel meaningful, but it wouldn't. It's not absolutely necessary, you know.
Mater is in it almost not at all.
Mater's
Andy.
In it the perfect amount of. The perfect
Which
amount
is like
that Mater 1%. Should be in a movie. No, he's in it like 5 to 10%. 5%.
He's really only has like one big scene.
You guys have sold it to me. I'm gonna go see
it's
it.
So good.
Worth watching.
I loved it.
Here's what I'll say. I'm not only excited, but I'm eager to see it again this weekend.
Yeah, I'm pumped to see it again.
Yeah, like I'm pretty stoked to see
it again.
Sweet. Is your screening this weekend?
It's this weekend. Yeah. Saturday.
Quickly, what did you think of Lou the short?
Oh, I forgot the shorts.
Hold on.
What were we thinking?
I know. I know. I completely forgot Lou. I was actually thinking today, like, are we going to talk about Lou? And I forgot they came out. Cause
oh, my. We are idiots.
Lou's cool.
Lou was really cute. I
never
really liked
cool.
it.
Did you cry?
Cool. Lou's cool.
No. I always cry in the shorts.
But I liked it.
You know
I liked
what,
it better than
you know
Piper.
You reminded me of? More than what?
Piper.
What?
Yeah.
I loved Piper.
Piper was beautiful.
Here's what it was. It reminded me of the old school Disney shorts, like the goofy
Ooh.
Ones and like you know just like the random
it
ones.
Yeah, it had a lot of that.
Yeah, it definitely had that vibe. It had a cartoon Looney Tunes silliness to it, like old Disney and Warner Brothers cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
It like harkened back to that, not only just like in the comedy and the physicality of like things happening in it, but just like the way the characters look and move and act. It just felt, you know, felt classic cartoony.
Wow.
And I was really into that. Yeah, it felt like a Saturday morning cartoon that was super
really,
highly
I
produced.
I loved Saturday morning cartoons.
No, pasta, no.
Yeah. Pasta, stop, please.
It's one of those, like, good ones where, like, you really care about this, like, I love characters who don't talk.
Yeah.
You know it.
Yeah. Well,
and
that's
I love when they, I love when they make you care about them. Yeah, I mean, like, what I really want to, like, hone in on, because I feel like a lot of people who watch the show and just a lot of Disney fans in general, like, don't like the Cars franchise, and I get it, because I didn't like the Cars franchise.
Here's the thing, it's not that I didn't like the Cars franchise, it's the Cars 2 and Planes made me hate the Cars franchise.
Well, Planes is...
I forgot about Planes.
I know, but it is.
But Cars Land is amazing. When we go to California Adventure, you guys, it is the coolest thing.
But that's my point, though, it's like, they're not the same.
I also think it wasn't made for us.
Again.
But this movie... has made me a Cars fan, and I'm in it now.
You're
I'm
in it?
Sucked in.
Too late. It's the last one.
Is it?
Is it? Did they set up new... That was my question. Yes. Did they set it up to, like, pass the torch, or will we always have lightning?
It'd be weird if they kept going, but they could.
Okay.
They could if they wanted
to. Good to know.
Yeah.
What do you think, Pasta?
So I'm just like... even if you didn't like the first two movies, I think you should see it.
Yeah. It's a nice sort of reset. It's a reset, and then it's, like, admitting that... All right. Even it's funny because the movie's almost self-referential too. Like we had our time. Like,
right.
Yeah. Let's move on past Cars.
Yeah.
Good job, Pixar. I'm happy with your work.
Well, I'm gonna go see it now.
Yeah.
Same.
Is that it on news, guys?
That is it.
That is it.
Do you have anything else you want to say?
What cars are you guys?
Yeah. Those the only. Was that the one?
No. A lot of people wrote stuff.
What else did we get? I want to know.
Yeah. I want to know what I.
Yeah.
Am.
Feel free to type it in the chat again too.
Let's see.
What am I, guys?
Wait, did someone say Zootopia wasn't the most relevant?
Leah would be a Dodge Charger. Sarah would be a Porsche.
Sarah would not
Ariel,
be a Porsche.
Ariel, which I guess is Renee, would be a Bentley. Keaton would be a Ferrari.
A Bentley?
Kendall, you know me best. What kind of car would I be?
Why does everybody keep saying I'm a red lowrider? Like, what the
hell? Leah would be a Nissan Juke.
I don't even know what a Nissan Juke is.
Sarah's a limousine because she's a star. All right.
That's a stretch.
No, I got it.
Ah, Leo's a motorcycle. Sarah's a yellow slug bug.
You're not that cool.
Sarah would be a Honda.
What'd you say?
I said you're not that cool to be a motorcycle.
Yeah, no, I'd be like a moped.
Yeah. Kendall, you'd be like a nice fancy pickup truck.
What?
No, because you're like more of a country girl.
Are you a country girl?
Yeah, she works with horses.
Yeah, we both do.
Okay.
They both work with horses.
You both do?
Yeah.
Maybe you're horses.
So many cars, guys.
Maybe.
That was terrible. I don't know what I'm talking about. I was trying to be poetic.
Anyway.
All right, let's assign each other cars.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Sarah, I love the idea of Sarah being a yellow bug.
I kind of think that works, dude.
I think it kind of does, too.
A classic never stops running, ever. Like, you're so hardworking.
No. She's a sleek new one.
She's so hardworking.
She's a sleek new yellow bug.
Sarah's work ethic
is
literally unrivaled.
No, I love that that's where you're like, you're just like a bug. You're so
it's funny because
you never quit.
No, so I was just doing this interview, and they were asking me, like, what my favorite things about Sarah are that stand out to me. And, like, my number one was, like, I'm like, that girl's drive is insane.
That's
like,
me.
Get it, girl. Yeah.
My drive.
Like, people say, like, oh, you're a boss. I'm like, no, Sarah's the boss.
Leo Camaro,
so I'm a Camaro?
I could see you as a red Camaro.
Red, huh?
Oh, yeah, red.
You're
red,
whatever
like color.
Car you are, you're red. Red.
Really?
Yeah.
This is your color.
That's
think
your color.
I'm a Bob's. Yeah.
Anyway.
I think you're black. You're a black car.
I agree.
I'm like
Mercedes.
A white or like a pearl white car.
I was going to say like iridescent pearl.
Or like pearl. I like to imagine myself as a convertible BMW.
Renee's a what?
Party bus.
Mercedes party bus. Yeah, sounds right.
She transforms.
I'm the party.
And then
a pole in the back.
A pole. Jesus Christ. Stop it right now.
Let's stop it.
Keaton. What are we going to give Keaton?
I think I'm a pearl white BMW.
Yeah, that's
convertible.
No. We can't let you have that.
Why can't I be that? Done.
Keaton's like a float in the New Year's parade.
She's a stair car to an airplane. Like in Arrested Development.
Oh my God, Sarah!
I'm kidding.
Oh my God, that's so neat. Leo is a Ford Taurus.
Leo's a Range Rover, and Sarah is a Land Rover.
Oh my God, what?
Plus, there's a little motorbike.
No, Sarah's like sleek. Like, Sarah's the new. Yeah. Sarah is like the new bug, like a yellow new bug.
The
She's
new
like
bug
super
in
sleek
town.
And like.
This conversation is going on for so long.
You're a hoverboard.
Oh yeah, I am.
Just like people are like, let's
Keaton's
go.
Keaton's a Prius. Someone
I am not a Prius.
Oh my God.
So is a
She's
Prius.
She's a Prius.
She is a Prius.
What color?
Like a white.
Pearl white.
Or like that blue.
Pearl white.
Or
like
Prius.
A cute little red one. Yeah. A cute little red
You're like
Prius.
A fancy ass Prius.
I'm a cute little red Prius.
Anyway, sorry, we'll drop
that. Keaton is totally a Prius.
A Honda Odyssey.
No,
what is that?
Can I
be a Tesla?
Oh my God. Can I just point out that this Disney Movie News headcanon is my new favorite thing in the universe? But that's it. We'll stop
it. We're
stopping.
That's it for this week's episode, the 75th episode of Disney Movie News. Pasta is a shopping cart. Thanks for watching, guys. Follow Popcorn Talk on Twitter at the Popcorn Talk and Popcorn Talk Network on YouTube.
That's
I'm
right.
Sarah Sterling _. What's
and
up?
You can follow me at Mr. Leo Zombie on Instagram. Please do that.
You guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey and follow my Insta stories because Kendall and I, or Michael, are doing some fun things this week.
Like ordering from In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to do animal style? Is that a thing?
Yeah. And I have to give a quick shout out to Generation Beauty Nation with a J for these gorgeous lashes. And if you want to follow me, you can follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram and on Twitter. The music ended. Bye.
Just BonCon.
Oh, my ears.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.